I'm in that not quite lucid, dreamlike, hazy state of consciousness, and the first thing I notice is your warmth enfolding the back of my body, cocooning me. It's twilight, the world slowly awakening for the day, much as I wish it wouldn't. This is the place I want to stay, protected and treasured. The morning is foggy and wet. I can smell it on the slight breeze that floats through the window towards us. The breeze makes the sensations and warmth of your body against mine that much more thrilling. I feel my own warmth start to build, burning itself up my legs, down my back, blooming in my stomach and other areas. Instinctively, I start to nestle my hips back towards you, searching out that perfect fit we always find, the one where your cock lovingly caresses my ass and my cheeks slowly start to grind against you. I feel you start to move against me, a hand delicately exploring and consuming the length of my leg, my hip, my ribs, until I feel a sudden warmth envelop my breast, my nipple tingling as my back arches automatically. My skin tingles to the point of burning along the path you touched me. A moan escapes my throat as my whole body responds to you, every nerve wanting your attention and touch. I can't take it anymore, and I reach behind me to grab your hip and grind my ass against your straining cock. I need you inside of me. I can already feel my pussy dripping for you, aching to be stretched, filled, claimed. The hand that had been lovingly attending to my breast suddenly grabs my hair as your hips are buried into me in response. I'm incoherent now, wanting you so badly that my mind is beyond words. I'm gyrating, moaning, grabbing you. You hear my desperate moans and strain even further against my body, preparing to bury your thick cock as deep inside me as possible, making me take all of you. Panting and struggling to speak, I say, "We should be responsible." Which is clearly said more to myself than as a request to you. I don't want the barrier we are normally so diligent about. The semi-conscious me craves to have you take me primally and mark me as yours. As soon as I mention the condom, my voice trails and I feel my hips lift of their own accord, so that your cock teases the folds of my lips, parting them ever so slightly. I decide to start moving my hips slowly against the tip of your cock as that need screams at me to just slide down and envelop you. I give one last moan that borders on a scream of frustration and grip my nails into your hips. Your immediate and instinctual response is to force yourself inside of me, wrapping me tightly in your arms, feeling my tiny frame burrowed into you, my addiction to you pouring out of every pore of my body as my movements perfectly complement yours, driving us both to orgasm within minutes. You grab the back of my neck firmly, scruffing me like a cub. "Roll onto your stomach," you growl into my ear, and I whimper as my body obeys. You slap my ass hard, grip my neck more sternly. "Very good, girl. Now, you're going to accept me. This is where I claim you. You are mine after this. Do you understand?" Words are impossible now. So intensely wrapped up in sensations and elation am I. All I can manage are furious nods as my body pushes back against you to tell you I crave that more than anything I've ever wanted. That's all you need. You wrap your body around mine, your cock buried impossibly deep inside of my tight, gushing pussy. I am so wet that it's running down my thighs, making it that much easier for me to fully accept you. I can feel you moving steadily and deliberately inside of me, catapulting me to my next orgasm, one where I soak you in waves, exploding on us both and leaving an impressive puddle around us. "Good pet. I'm going to come inside of you. You want that badly, don't you, love? You want to be mine." Again, only furious nods and an onslaught of bestial, desperate whimpers and moans. You're crashing into me again and again. So large are you that I can feel you hardening as you rush towards your own orgasm, the one that bonds us, that claims me. The noises I'm making now are pure emotion, pure desire. They aren't noises I've ever made, nor know how to replicate. I am desperate for you. For this. Harder. Harder. Then a growl escapes your chest as you grip my hip and neck, driving me down into the bed, making sure that I feel every single wave of cum filling me. My pussy spasms rhythmically at the sensation, causing me to come again, hard in my desire to consume more of you. I'm straining up against you as the orgasm begins to fade, and then I melt into the bed, you still above me. Sliding down next to me carefully and tenderly, you cradle me. I am glowing, warm and deeply contented against you. It's almost like my whole body is purring. So happy am I to be owned, to be so intensely wanted and treasured. I start to drift off. Still hazy, still foggy. Sometime later, my eyes slowly open, and I awake to a painfully clear feeling of wrongness. Panic. I look around but see no one. The bed is cold and dry. And then I remember, and my chest aches, the pain growing powerfully. I decide to get up. I pass empty closets and packed boxes on my way to the kitchen to make coffee. House quiet and empty. I look outside at the heavy fog, smell the crisp air drifting in through the window, and scowl. I hate fog.